Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Praise you, the Lord. Yes, you're now once again tuned into, are you a liability or an asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show? I am your host, Brother James Brown Jr. We come to you live from Hopper Woods, Michigan, each and every Thursday and every Saturday night from 8 o'clock until 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, on tonight, nothing has changed. It's still the same. For those of you that faithfully tunes in to this ministry, and for those that are new listeners for the first time on tonight, please get your Bibles, your pens and paper ready so that you can follow along with the man of God in the person of none other than Overseer Joseph E. Jackson from Washington, D.C. We'll be delivering God's word on tonight. So as I always let you all know that you definitely need your Bibles, your pens and your paper to follow along. God's word is true. He said, my people perish because of the lack of knowledge. And we don't want anyone to ever take it lightly or for granted or ever think for one moment that we're making up things as we go. That's why it's important that you have your own Bible that you can follow along as we go through God's word together on tonight. But we always open up with prayer. I'm asking all listeners to stand in agreement as we go to the throne of God in prayer on tonight. Heavenly Father, once again, we come to you knowing that you are God and you are God alone and you are worthy of our praise. No matter what we are going through, no matter what it looks like, we know that you are truly worthy to be praised. So we come to you on tonight thanking you for who and all that you are. We bless your name because you're worthy of our praise. We ask now, Heavenly Father, that you are moved by your spirit over this airway on tonight as your man of God deliver your word. We come first and foremost asking, Heavenly Father, that you will forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, starting with myself, my entire family, Overseer Joseph E. Jackson and his entire family, and every saved believer all over the land. Forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, because your word lets us know that all have sinned and come short of your glory. So that's why we are so grateful on tonight for your son, Jesus the Christ, our risen Lord and Savior, and soon coming King for his finished work on the cross, that he died for us. He paid our sin debt with his own sinless blood on the cross, because he knew that it was a debt that we could not pay. And he knew that it was a debt that we owed, but we could not pay it. So he paid the price for us, that we can be redeemed and be restored back to you, our Heavenly Father and our Creator. For this we are so grateful on tonight, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we come now lifting up all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land. I lift up my sister Gert, who was had EMS call for her on today, that she was rushed to the emergency. And I pray, Heavenly Father, that you would move in her situation regarding her body. You know what she's going through. And my cousin, Mary Ann King, down in North Carolina, who had to be rushed to emergency twice on last week. I just found that out from her brother, Pastor Norman King, just a few minutes ago. But we lift them up to you, Heavenly Father, not only my cousin Mary Ann and my sister Gert, but all those that are sick and afflicted. We ask that you will move by your Spirit, touch, heal, and deliver, Heavenly Father, as only you can, in the name of Jesus, that they will be healed, delivered, and set free, and they will have a testimony and not be ashamed to let the world know that it was you who have healed them, in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we also lift up all those that are bereaved on tonight, the Eppinger family, all those that are bereaved and are grieving on tonight. You know who they are, you know where they are, so we don't have to send you anywhere because you're already there. Touch their hearts, Lord. Let them feel your peace, your presence, your joy, your strength, even in the hour of bereavement. Let them remember and know that earth still has no sorrow, that heaven cannot heal, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we lift up all those that may be listening in on tonight for the first time, those that maybe have not opened their own mouth and confessed the Lord Jesus Christ and have not yet received him as their personal Lord and Savior. It's our prayer, our hope, and desire that something will be said through your man of God, through your Holy Spirit, as you use him on tonight, that they will receive your word, that they will hear your word and receive it, and open their own mouth and confess their sins and ask Jesus the Christ, your Son, to come into their hearts and save them, even on tonight. And after they are saved, Heavenly Father, that you will reveal to them their own individual God purpose so that they will be able to fulfill it in the earth, that you will be glorified through them, in the name of Jesus. We lift up all those, Heavenly Father, that are incarcerated behind prison bars and jail cells, even youth detention centers, for just and unjust reasons. Move by your Spirit, Heavenly Father, in those places that they also will be able to hear your word and receive it in the name of Jesus. We now lift up those men and women of God that you have anointed and appointed for such a time as this, who are truly standing on your word, preaching and teaching and delivering your word, Heavenly Father, that you will continue to bless them, bless the works of their hands, their families, and the ministries that you have placed them over and in, that you will get the glory in the name of Jesus. And Father, we continue to live by our sisters and brothers in Christ in Jerusalem and Israel. You said we are to pray for them. We are praying for them, Heavenly Father, that you will prosper them, and Father, that your will be done in Jerusalem and Israel for your glory in the name of Jesus. So have your way on tonight. Help us to decrease on tonight so that you may increase in us, that you alone will get the glory. We continue to lift up every faithful listener, those that follow this worldwide ministry and platform, those that faithfully tuned in, even for those that have tuned in for the first time on tonight. Continue to bless them. Continue to use them for your glory, Heavenly Father, and we ask that you will grant them the desires of their hearts. I continue to lift up my pastor and shepherd, Bishop James A. Jennings, and my church family, the Greater Shield of Faith church family, also Pastor Isaiah Tillman Jr. and his wife, Sister Jean Tillman, and the Morningstar Baptist Church, where I serve as their musician. I continue to lift them up to you, Heavenly Father, and ask that you would have your way in them and their ministries, that you get the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, we do have another spiritual food for thought on tonight, and it comes to us in the form of a question, and it goes, it applies to me as well. I'm not exempt. The question for tonight for the spiritual food for thought, how often do you, and it's personal, how often do you give God glory, honor, and praise? Once again, tonight's spiritual food for thought, how often do you give God glory, honor, and praise? Well, we do need to go to our music break, but before we do that, I want the listeners to know that I do welcome all comments and feedback from all listeners. You can always email me at all lowercase, james_brown@yahoo.com or on Facebook. So we're getting ready to go to our music break on right now, and after the music break, we're going to come back and we're going to yield the mic to none other than Overseer Joseph E. Dexon from Washington, D.C. Mark your calendars. He will be bringing forth God's word every third Thursday night from here on. So please mark your calendars so that you don't miss out on what God is going to say through this awesome man of God tonight and hereafter every third Thursday night. So enjoy the music break.
Come on, KD.
This is an old song from North Carolina, Currituck, North Carolina. Maybe some of y'all know this, but definitely sing this song here. My, my, my. Pray for me. Yes, sir.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Did you hear what he said in that song? He said, it's an urgent request. And that's true today because of such a time that we're living in right now. We have to stand on the word of God. And the word of God lets us know that the fervent prayers of the righteous avail as much. So that's why it's so important that we pray one ye for another. So right now, I'm so excited once again to have my guest on tonight, And once again, please mark your calendars. He will be bringing forth God's word every third Thursday night from here on. So my guest on tonight, once again, is none other than Overseer Justin E. Jackson from Washington, D.C. Overseer Jackson, I now yield the mic to you.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, James. You about to turn me out tonight. Oh, my God. The Bible says that the spirit is subject to the prophet, but I'm about to scream and holler right now. Glory to God. Hey, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God, I thank you. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Jesus, that song took me back to my youth when I was a child in Philadelphia, when we would get ready to go to church on Sunday morning. The gospel commentator, Louise Williams, would play that song at 10:30 in the morning. We knew we had half an hour to get to church. But that was the song that started us out on a Sunday morning. Lord, pray for me. I have not heard that song in over 30 years, and I tell you, my soul wants to scream right now.
Yeah.
Oh, God, my soul is. I'm trying. Father, we thank you. We praise you. Magnify, we glorify your name. We bless you for your goodness, your mercy, and your kindness. We ask you now in the name of Jesus just to be with us, cover us with your blood, and help us to deliver the word, God, in a manner that will be a blessing to the people that will hear it. Let us not be hearers, but let us be doers of the word. Somebody needs a word from heaven. Somebody needs to know that you care. Somebody needs to know that you understand what they're going through. Somebody needs to know, God, that you'll make a way out of nowhere. Somebody's in trouble tonight. Somebody's looking for a way out. Somebody doesn't know where to turn, God, but we're going to tell them to look to you. Hey, God, you said, I will look to the hills from whence cometh my help. My help comes from the Lord. My God, somebody's sick in their body, but I heard you say, I am the Lord thy God that healeth thee of all thy diseases. Somebody, Father, is upset because they don't have any money, but I heard you say the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Glory to God, the world and they that dwell therein. I thank you. Oh, God, I thank you for another day's journey, and I'm so glad you kept us. You kept us from danger seen and unseen, God, and we say thank you. The angels of God stood around us all day long. My God, we thank you that the death angel did not visit our homes. Oh, God, we thank you that we're not in the hospitals today, but we need you to go to those that are. My God, we ask you in the name of Jesus to look on those that are crying out for help tonight. Somebody's looking for some help. Somebody's looking for an answer. Somebody's looking for a way out. And we're saying, Lord, have your way. Spirit of the living God, have your way. Forgive us of any transgression and help us to go forward in your power and in your strength. God, have your way. Less of us and more of you. Glory. Satan, the Lord, binds you now. You will not hinder tonight. Not tonight. We plead the blood against you and all of your tricks and antics. We plead the blood. That God's word would go forward and bless somebody. In Jesus' name we pray. Oh, my God. Thank you. Glory, glory, glory. If you hear words that you don't quite understand, it's me speaking in tongues. Sometimes the Bible says the Spirit of God has to give utterance. God knows what the Spirit knows what to pray for when we don't.
Sometimes
he will just well up on the inside. So don't get nervous. He's just welling up on the inside. I've got a relationship with him. Taking time for the course of the day to talk to him. And when you talk to him, I'm in a new place now. I told the Lord the other day, I want to be like Enoch. I want to have the same type of relationship that you have with him. I want to be able to walk with God. I want to talk with you. I want you to talk to me like you talk to Isaiah. I want you to say to me what you said to Jeremiah. I want a real relationship with you, and that's where I am. Glory to God, that's where I am. Let me share something with you before I go to the Word. You know what? We all often, I find out now, a lot of people are fighting tithing and offerings, but I got news for you. The Lord led me to something the other day that really was a blessing to me. Yeah, we tithe with money. Yes, we do. We do. But do you know that you can tithe to God with your time? Do you know that
Amen.
God... tithe to God. God has given you 24 hours a day. You can take 2 hours and 40 minutes and get alone with God in your secret place and have a communion with Him. Glory to God. You ain't got to do it at all at once. But somewhere during the course of the day, you ought to spend some time with Him. You spend more time
Amen.
On your computers, and you spend more time on your iPads, and you spend more time on your iPhones than you spend with God, and yet you want God to do great and wonderful things. It ain't going to happen. You got to develop a relationship.
Yes, Lord Jesus. Yes, sir.
You want Him to move? You want Him to move? He said, if you draw near to me, I'll draw near to you. Glory. And Jeremiah 9 and 19, he turned around and said, I know my thoughts towards you. They're not of evil, but they're of good. And then he turned around and said, I will answer you when you call on me. Glory to God. I'm looking for God to respond. I'm looking for Him to respond. Let me move on. Let me move on. I told you that song messed me up. That song, pray for me, messed me up. Oh, thank you. Lord, calm me down. Calm me down. Calm me down. Hey, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm usually very mild-mannered and whatever. I am a teacher. We have a 5-4 ministry, and I'm not one that screams and hollers, and I'm not one that has the squall and all that other stuff. I'm just a teacher, just a great teacher, and that's what I'm going to do tonight. But I want you to get your Bibles, if you will, and I want you to I'm going to read the same scripture out of two different versions. Now, normally, I read out of the King James Version, and that's the one I'm going to read from at first. And then I'm going to go to the New Living Translation, so that you can get a better understanding of what we're talking about. That's what you need to do sometimes. Sometimes if you don't understand, there's another book called the Message Bible. Go get one of these Bibles and read. If you don't know the V's and the vowels, God will open up your understanding. But you've got to do the work. You've got to do the due diligence. You've got to do the work.
Amen.
I need to do it for you. You got to do the work. The Bible said in the first Psalm, blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the way of sinners, but nor sits in the seat of the scum. But he says, but his delight, he gets happy.
In the law of the Lord.
In reading the word of God, but he delights in knowing the word of God. And in his word, he says, doth he meditate day and night? And he said, and if you do it, you'll be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. There's no substitute for reading, folks. No substitute for reading. If you want to know what God is about, you better read his word. Glory to God. All right, here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Glory to God. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. 1 Samuel chapter 30, verses 1 through 6, out of the King James Version. And it came to pass, when David and his men were come to Ziklag on the third day, that the Amalekites had invaded the south and Ziklag, and smote Ziklag, and burned it with fire, and had taken the women captives that were therein. They slew or they killed not anyone, either great nor small. They just took everybody, but carried them away and went on their way. So David and his men came to the city, and behold, it was burned with fire, and their wives and their sons and their daughters were taken captive. Then David and the people that were with him lifted up their voice and wept. Don't tell me when, don't cry. They wept until they had no more power to weep. And then we'll go down to the sixth verse. And David was greatly distressed. He was disturbed. For the people spoke of stoning him. They wanted to kill him. Because the soul of all the people were grieved, every man for his sons and his daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord. We're going to hang in that scripture. That's where we're going to hang. David encouraged himself in the Lord. Let's go to 1 Samuel chapter 30. Let's look at the New Living Translation. This explains it a little differently to you. 3 days later, when David and his men arrived home at the town of Ziklag, they found that the Amalekites had made a raid into Nev and Ziklag. They had crushed Ziklag and burned it to the ground. They had carried off the women and the children, everyone else, but without killing anyone. That's important. When David and his men saw the ruins and realized what had happened to their families, they wept, they cried until they could weep no more. Don't tell me men don't cry. David was now in great danger because all his men, everybody that he worked with, was very bitter about losing their sons and daughters. And they began to talk of stoning him. But David found strength in the Lord his God. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word.
Amen.
I'm a student of history. And one of the things that I love to do is read Old Testament scripture because there's some fascinating stories there, talking about some fascinating people. Notice I didn't say characters. I said people. They were everyday, ordinary people, just like you and me, whom God used to his glory and his honor. They had the same characteristics that you and I had. They had the same flaws that we had. And that's what I like about God. God will take a flawed individual and do for him what needs to be done. He'll use whomever he wants to use. Don't you let nobody tell you that God won't use you. A lot of people like to throw your past in your face, but you need to tell them that was then and this is now. I'm a new creature in Christ. Old things have been passed away, and behold, all things are new. God can use me to his glory and to his honor. Don't you let nobody throw your past up in your face. I like what Bill Moss says when he turns around and he said, God will not negate our future because of our past. He won't stop me from becoming who he has planned for me to be because I did something wrong. Everybody has sinned and comes short of the glory of God. But God wants to use you. Tonight's message is simply this. Don't forget. I can't forget. I can't forget what he's done for me. I can't forget. And this is going to be a crucial and essential in what we're about to say. We used to sing a song, and it said, Jesus, I'll never forget what you've done for me. Jesus, I'll never forget how you set me free. Jesus, I'll never forget how you bought me out. Jesus, I'll never forget. No, never. How can I forget what you've done for me? How can I forget how you set me free? How can I forget how you brought me out? Jesus, I'll never forget. No, never. You've got to learn how to remember what God has done for you. That's going to be essential tonight. You've got to remember, because how are you going to do what David did and encourage yourself when you find yourself in trouble? You got to understand right now, we're living in some rough times. We're living in some rough times. This pandemic has turned the world upside down. Folks don't know whether they're coming or going. You find that they're irritated and irritable. Folks are killing one another for no reason at all, simply because they can't handle the mental pressures that they're under right now. The devil is busy because he knows that his time is short. And he's doing whatever he can to wreak havoc on the hearts and the minds of men, not only sinners, but saints as well. I've never heard of saved people taking their lives, committing suicide. You were the ones that told me that God was a keeper, God was a way maker, God was a mind regulator, and you taking your life, something's wrong with that. You've got to remember what he's done for you. That's why you've gone through. That's why you're going through the trials and the tribulations that you're going through. You've got to remember something, that when you're going through, your attitude will determine your altitude.
Amen.
How you look at a situation, it's going to determine how you come out. We used to sing a song that says, the Lord God Almighty has brought us out. You've gone through too much to throw in the towel now. God told you that if you faint in the day of adversity, your faith is small. The enemy is after our minds. The enemy is trying to take us out of here. The pandemic has got people wondering, how am I going to pay my bills? How am I going to do this? How am I going to do that? But I want you to know the Lord will make a way somehow if you just trust him. I know what it's like. I went to the gas tank today at Costco. The same amount of gas that I got a month ago for $25 now costs me $50. I know what inflation is doing. I know how it's eating into your pocket. But the Bible said it is God that giveth thee power to get wealth. God will make a way out of no way if you just learn to let him do what he wants to do. Glory to God. But you can't forget. You can't forget. You can't forget. Let's look at the story that we're looking at, because it's unique. It's interesting. Oh, I was going to talk about Joseph, and I was going to tell you a little bit about Joshua and their experiences, but time won't permit all of that. Let's just deal with David right now. David, you know David. David was the young shepherd boy whom the Lord elevates to a place of tremendous power. Right now you find him just before he becomes king. He's now an outlaw because Saul is looking for him. Saul is scared of him because Saul knows that the anointing of God is resting upon him. Saul knows that God has departed from him. And that David is going to be the next king, and Saul can't take it. And so David is a fugitive, and so David has hired himself out. And he was going to fight with the Philistines, but he took some of his men to the Philistine king, and he had offered his services because they were going to fight some of the Israelis, some of his own people. But the Philistines said, no, we can't trust David. No, 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 because we're going to fight his kinsmen. And how do we know that David won't turn on us? No, Majesty, get rid of him. Send him back home. So the king told David, go on back home to Ziklag. And it surprised me when I read this, because I said to myself, normally when you leave a city, you would leave some sentries there. You would leave some soldiers there to protect the homestead while you're gone. But the Bible doesn't say he did that. He took his men and went to war but came back home. But the Bible said when he got back home, he found that his home was devastated. He found that it wasn't like he left it. He found that his wife and children were gone. He found that everybody that was in the house, he didn't see any dead bodies laying around. And that's unique, because in this day and time, if somebody, a marauder, comes into the city, they will kill you and leave you there. They think nothing of it. They let the buzzards and the wild animals eat your flesh and leave your bones there. But they took everybody with them, and they burned the city. The Bible said, I can imagine when David got near the town, he smelt the smoke and he saw the flames that were still going up, and he knew something was wrong. And when they got to the place, they saw the devastation that had taken place. You ever been in a situation where you were doing well one day, and the next day everything, all hell broke out against you? You lost everything you may have had. You had a good job, but you went to the job, and the day that you got, you went and got a cup of coffee, but they called you into the office and told you that after you've been there 32 years, they no longer wanted you to work there anymore. Have you ever been in a situation like that? Have you ever been at home and your doctor, after you'd gone to visit him and had an exam, and have him call you and say, I need to see you? Normally, if everything is all right, they'll tell you what their situation is on the phone. But when they say, I need to see you, and you go in and sit with them, and they tell you that you got stage 4 cancer, your world has been turned upside down. Glory to God. I've got a situation right now in my own thing where my eyesight is being messed up by something called macular degeneration, and there's no cure for it. And when it happened, the devil said, I thought God was on your side. How are you going to function and you can't see the way you normally were seeing? They're going to take your driver's license. You're going to be dependent upon other folks. What are you going to do? Life can turn you out in a minute, brother. You can go through a situation that'll turn you out, having you walk the floor late at night, wondering how you going to make it. And you don't even know how you're going to do it. A friend of mine went to the doctor the other day and stayed overnight, and the bill cost $51,000. If he hadn't had insurance, he'd have been bankrupt. Things happen, but they happen for a reason. I preached a message a little while ago, said it had to happen. It had to happen. The thing had to come upon me. It had to happen, because if it hadn't happened, I would have never known who God was. If it hadn't happened, I would have never known that God was a waymaker. If it hadn't happened, I would have never known that God was a burden bearer. If it hadn't happened, I'd have never known that God could make a way out of nowhere. It had to happen. And because it happened to me, I can't forget it.
I knew that's right.
I can't forget it. I can't forget it. There's some things you want to forget, but there's some things you need to remember. Because when you remember it, you'll learn that God has allowed it to happen for a purpose. Ask Joseph, he'll tell you. Joseph would tell you, daddy loved me, but my brothers hated me. They threw me in a hole and then sold me into slavery. I got in a good home and I had a good job, and the man's wife came at me and I ran away and she accused me of rape and they threw me in jail. But it was in the prison that I found my escape, because somebody came in there that needed a dream interpreted, and God anointed me with the ability to tell them what was going to happen. And because I did what they did, when Pharaoh had a dream and nobody could interpret it, he called for me, and I told him what it was. And because I told him what happened, God allowed him to make me a giant in the kingdom. And what did he do that for? Because I was able to save a nation from starvation. And when my brothers who thought they were doing evil to me came into my presence, I didn't draw them in. I looked at them and said, don't worry about it. I can forgive you. Because what you meant for evil,
yeah.
God. You see, the devil means a whole lot for evil, y'all. He got the imps going now. They on overtime because they're trying to discourage you from following through. Let's go back to David. Let's see what happened. David, what happened? When I got home, I discovered that everything that I had left was gone. My children were gone. My wives were gone. The house that I lived in was burned up. And he turned around and said, and not only that, I was in danger of being killed by my own men because they were upset because they were in the same situation that I found myself in. Everybody had lost everything that was dear to them. They didn't know how to deal with that situation. They didn't know if they would see their wives or children again. They didn't know if they were going to be killed or sold into slavery, and they wanted to take it out on me. They wanted to stone me to death. And people will turn on you.
Yes, they will.
People with you. The people, they will turn on you. David told you, he said, it wasn't my brother, or he said, it wasn't an enemy that did me in. He said, it was he that sat with me and ate with me, drank with me. It was he that lifted up his heel against me. Your friends will turn you out at times, but it had to happen. Sometimes you may have to learn to walk alone. It had to happen. Had to happen. But why, David? Because I can't forget how God brought me out of this. And I learned something. If he brought me out of this, he'll get me out of that. Why? Because I remembered what he did. I remembered. I remembered. I saw something, and I'm almost through. I saw something. I heard somebody say, whatever you do, keep your faith in a time of crisis, and your faith will keep you. Whatever you do, don't let the thing that has come against you paint a dark picture in your mind. You got to remember the faithfulness of God. You've got to remember what God did for you in the past. You've got to remember the doors that God opened. You've got to remember the ways that God made when you didn't think you were going to make it. When your back was against the wall, God showed you how to turn the thing around. David, talk to me. How did you encourage yourself? He said, listen, let me tell you something. One day I was sitting on the backside of a mountain, and I was given the charge of watching over the sheep. And while I was watching over the sheep, I heard a scream from a bleeding a sheep that was being attacked by a bear. He said, you know what? I had to go get that bear because I had to go get that sheep. And even though the bear was bigger than me, the anointing of God came upon me, and I was able to overcome the bear, and I killed him and got the sheep back. He said, but because I did that, the next time I heard something happen, I saw a lion come after one of the sheep. And God anointed me to go after the lion. I should have been scared, but I wasn't. Why? Because he allowed me to kill the bear. If he allowed me to kill the bear, he'll allow me to kill the lion. And said, God anointed me and gave me the strength and the wherewithal to overcome and overpower the lion, and I killed the lion. He said, oh, but that was just a prelude to what he was getting ready to do. When Israel was afraid to fight Goliath, I was nothing but a child, and I went down on the battlefield. Goliath looked at me, and Goliath laughed at me. And Goliath said he was going to kill me and feed me to the dog. But I put a stone, glory to God, in my slingshot. And when I took an aim, the Spirit of God took the stone and threw it dead into his skull. And he fell down dead, glory to God. I ran over and took his sword and slew him. What did the Bible say? David turned around and said, when my enemies and my foes came upon me to eat up my flesh, I shall fear, for God is with me. Glory to God. You've got to remember. He said, because I remember. remembered what God had done. I encouraged myself. You better encourage yourself. You better encourage yourself. I'm telling you today, go back and look through the confines of your mind. Pull up the things that God has done for you. Look at where the Lord has brought you from. Go back and look at your life and see where the Lord has brought you. See what, we used to sing a song, the Lord has brought me from a mighty long way. I've been blessed by his goodness. I've been blessed by his grace. The Lord has brought me from a mighty long way. Glory to God. You don't know what the Lord has done for me. Glory. You don't know how God has set me free. You don't know how God has brought me out. But I know, and because I know, I can go to him and tell him, thank you for your goodness. I can go to him and tell him, thank you for your mercy. I don't have to shoot myself with no gun and take my life in suicide. I ain't got to shoot up with some kind of drug or whatever. I don't have to drown my sorrows in alcohol. All I can do is take it to God in prayer and know that the Lord will make a way somehow. Glory to God. And because I know that, I've encouraged myself. I can make it through the storm. I can make it through the trial. I can make it through the tribulation. I can make it through this. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory. Why? Because God said in Jeremiah 29, he turned around and said, I got an expected end for you, brother.
Yes,
I'll bring you to it. If you just trust, I'll bring you to it. I know the way seems bleak. I know it seems dark. I know it seems like you're not going to come out of it. But I want you to understand, I told you, yea, though you walk through the valley. I didn't tell you that you were going to stay in the valley, but I told you that you were going to walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I told you that weeping may endure for a night, but joy is coming in the morning. It's morning time. Morning is about to come through for somebody. You're about to see the break of day. God's about to let you know, I'm going to bring you out of this. Glory to God. I'm going to bring you out of this. Just hold on to me. Hold on to me. I'm going to bring you out of this. Glory to God. You're not in this thing alone. The battle is not yours. It belongs to God. You're not in this thing alone. Glory to God. You need to do like Moses said, stand still and see the salvation of God. Watch me work it out. God. I did it for you before. I'll do it for you again. If you just trust me, just trust me, just trust me. I remember Hezekiah. God, I got to stop. Listen, I remember Hezekiah. One of the kings was coming against him, and Hezekiah did not have enough men to fight him. But you know what? The king that was coming against him sent him a letter and told him what he was going to do. But what did Hezekiah do? And this is what I want you to do with that bill. This is what I want you to do with that trouble, that trial, that tribulation. Hezekiah went in prayer, and Hezekiah took that letter before God and said, look, this is what the enemy said he was going to do to me. This is what the enemy said he was going to do once he got into the kingdom area. Now, I don't have the ability or the wherewithal to overcome him, but I'm bringing this to you, and I'm waiting for you to do what needs to be done. And the Bible said, one person hollered, sir, let me tell you something. I hear the Lord saying, the battle is not yours. It belongs to him. Stand still and see the salvation of God. I can't forget. I can't forget what he's done for me. I can't forget. I can't. I just can't forget. And you can't forget. You can't forget. Because you've gone through for a reason. You've gone through for a reason. He took you through to bring you through. Did you hear what I said? Put that in your thought pattern. He took you through to bring you through. If you got an issue, go back to the old song. Let Jesus fix it for you.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
What to do. Whenever you pray, let him have his way. Let Jesus fix it for you. Now, if you're going to pray to him and talk to him, don't tell him how to fix it. He don't need your help.
Amen. That's right.
He knows what to do. He knows what to do. Old song used to say, oh, 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 what he's done for me. Oh, 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 how he set me free. Oh, 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 what he's done for me. I never shall forget what he's done for me. Don't you forget him. Don't you forget. Hold on, hold on, hold on. Help is on the way. Help is on the way. David said, I'll look to the hill. From whence cometh my help? My help comes from the Lord. You remember those old cowboy movies when they used to take the covered wagons and put them in a circle? And it looked like the Indians were going to take them out, but all of a sudden you hear a bugle in the background. And you see the cavalry coming over the hill to the rescue. God said, look to me. I am the author, finisher of your faith. Father, we thank you. We praise you and we bless you and we honor you. Lord, help your children to hold out in this time of adversity. The devil is coming against them in all kinds of ways. But we're looking to you now to bring them out. And we're going to be able to sing the song, the Lord God Almighty has brought us out. God, we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. What a mighty word on tonight. What a powerful word of encouragement for the listeners on tonight. I thank God for using you, Overseer Jackson, on it tonight. I needed to hear that word for myself because I truly, myself, it's personal. I, too, can never forget what God has done for me. And just like what he's done for me, he has no respecter of persons. He would do the same thing for you if you just let him. If you take your hands off of it, let him have his way. Because sometimes we try to help God out, and when we try to help God out, we make a big mess. And God will step back. If we try to do it ourselves, he will step back and take his hands off of it and let you see just how much you really need him. So we thank God for this word on tonight. If you have not received the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, you have a chance to do that tonight. You have heard this word on tonight because we serve an awesome God. And his word lets us know that he don't want anyone to perish. There's a song that says, my God is listening all night long to hear a sinner's prayer. And just like I tell the listeners before, and I'm going to say it again on tonight, God is God, and he will hear your prayer. If you are a sinner and you don't think God will hear your prayer, if you call out on the name of Jesus and ask to be saved in Jesus' name, he will hear your prayer and he will answer that prayer because it's his desire that no souls be lost. And that's my desire. And that's the Overseer Jackson's desire on tonight, that no souls be lost. If you have heard this word on tonight and you know you stand in need of God, you stand in need of a blessing, you need to come to Jesus Christ first and foremost and be saved in his name. And once you're saved in Jesus' name, then once you are saved and you pray, then God will hear and honor your prayer. So we ask that you will continue to faithfully tune in to this worldwide ministry and platform. This is of God's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. So I thank God for such men as Overseer Jackson who have brought forth a mighty word, a much-needed word on tonight for such a time as this, for such a time that we're living in the last and evil days, that God is using men and women to spread the good news of Jesus Christ and let the world know that without God, we can do nothing. But with God, with Jesus, all things are possible. So just like he said in his message on tonight, don't never forget what God has done for you. And don't you let anyone tell you that God is dead, because he's not. There's a song that I love to play at church, and I have an organ in my house, and I play it every now and then. I just play it for myself, that God for him. Yes, God is real. He's real in my soul. Yes, I'm one of those that plays those gospel hymns. I play the gospel hymns. I love those gospel hymns. Those are the songs that carry me and keeps me going. And for the old saints, those are the songs that brought them over. So if we can't forget the gospel hymn that keeps us and reminds us of who God is, that he has all power. And so we thank God for his word on tonight. We thank God for you. We're going to continue to lift you up in prayer, that God is going to heal your sight. We know that God's will is going to be done. Whatever God's desire is, that his will is going to be done. But we got to pray that God will let you continue to be able to see, so that you continue to be able to be a faithful doer of God's word and not just a hearer only. So we pray that this word has been received on tonight through every listener that has faithfully tuned in on tonight. I pray that you have received this word on tonight, that you was blessed by it as I was blessed by this word on tonight. I needed to hear this word. I thank God for Overseer Jackson for being faithful for sharing this word on tonight. Somebody needed to hear this word. We just give God glory, honor, and praise for him tonight. To close prayer, as we always do, I'm asking all listeners, after I pray, I'm going to play our closing song on tonight, Total Praise. We're going to continue to give God total praise. Why? He is worthy to be praised. We're going to continue to give God praise and glory and honor for who he is. He is our Heavenly Father. He's our Creator. He is our everything. Heavenly Father, we come now in the name of Jesus once again to give glory and praise for who you are. We bless your name because you're worthy to be praised. We thank you. And Father, that there is none like you in all power in heaven and in earth is in your hands. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you don't sleep nor sleep. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you cannot lie, fail, nor change. We thank you that you're still watching over your word to perform it in the lives of your people for your glory. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your Son, Jesus the Christ, our risen Lord and Savior. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you sacrificed, he sacrificed his life for us through his blood on the cross. He came down from glory. He came down, Heavenly Father. He didn't have to do it, but he did because he loved you first and foremost, and he loved mankind as well. And so that's why he came down himself in the form of a baby in the flesh to pay our sin debt, a debt that he did not owe, that he knew that it was a debt that we could not pay. And because of that great sacrifice and his love for you and love for mankind, that he shed his own blood on the cross, and he paid our sin debt. He came and down from the cross. He was brought down from the cross. He went into the grave, stayed there until he was risen from the dead by you, Heavenly Father. He came down out of the grave. He came out of the grave with the victory in his hands, victory over death and hell. He came down with the victory, Heavenly Father. He came with that same victory that he has. We have that same victory. Those that are saved in his name, we have the same victory. That's why we are so grateful, Heavenly Father, that we are victorious through your Son, Jesus. And so we now pray and ask you to continue to bless this world by ministry and platform, that you will continue to be glorified through it, that souls will be continue to be saved through this worldwide ministry and platform, that backsliders will come back to the fold, and those that are saved in Jesus' name and that are faithful doers of your word will continue to be blessed, strengthened, and edified through your word. Heavenly Father, as you use your men and women to share the good news of Jesus Christ and their testimonies over this worldwide platform, that souls will be blessed, Heavenly Father, that you will be glorified. We don't take it lightly or for granted, Heavenly Father, because you didn't have to choose us or this platform to use us that we can be the vessels, the servants and ambassadors that you have called for us to be in the earth today, even over this worldwide platform. We don't take it lightly or for granted. We give you glory, honor, and praise for it, and it is marvelous in our eyes. So continue to bless this worldwide ministry and platform and everyone that share the good news of Jesus Christ and share your word over this worldwide ministry and platform. Continue to bless them in the love you. We love you. We love you. We can't say it enough because you is love. And Heavenly Father, we ask that you will continue to have your way in each one of our lives individually and then as a corporate body of believers as we come together touching and agreeing in prayer in one accord. You said, well, two or three are touching and agreeing that you would be in the midst. So we know that you, again, you are a promise keeper. So we thank you for your words and let us know that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, thou shalt condemn. Because greater is he that is in us than he that's in the world. And because of that, we thank you for your word that let us know that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Heavenly Father, we know that we can't do nothing without you. But with you, we know that all things are possible. So we thank you, Heavenly Father, we are able to look to the hills. We continue to look to the hills and from which comes our help. We know that all of our help comes from you. So we just give you glory, honor, and praise. Once again, in Jesus' name we pray, amen. So that's the word for the night, and I pray that this, you all have received this word, that you're going to share this word. Remember that all the broadcasts are kept in archives. You can always go back to all the broadcasts that has been done for the last 8.5 years. You can go back and pull them up. You can listen to them and be blessed again. And you can also share them with others that they can be blessed as well. So right now we're going to close out in prayer. We closed out in prayer already, but we're going to close out with our closing song on tonight, our total praise. Remember that I love you and know that God loves you even more. So until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night.